It's Sunday, June 8th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. After federal immigration authorities arrested more than 40 people Friday across Los Angeles, protesters gathered outside a federal detention center demanding their release before police and riot gear tossed tear gas canisters to disperse the crowd. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers executed search warrants at multiple locations, including outside a clothing warehouse, where a tense scene unfolded as a crowd tried to block agents from driving away. Sirens blared as protesters surrounded black SUVs and tactical vehicles. Officers threw flashbangs into the street to disperse people as they shouted and filmed the scene with their cell phones. As protests continued into Saturday, President Trump ordered at least 2,000 National Guard members to Los Angeles County to assist immigration agents who were clashing with demonstrators protesting workplace raids. He said that any protest or act of violence that impeded officials would be considered a form of rebellion. In other news, a salmonella outbreak linked to a large egg recall has made dozens of people sick in 7 states in the West and Midwest, federal health officials said Saturday. The August egg company recalled about 1.7 million brown organic and brown cage-free egg varieties distributed to grocery stores between February and May because of the potential for salmonella, according to a posted announcement Friday on the Food and Drug Administration's website. At least 79 people in 7 states have gotten a strain of salmonella that was linked to the eggs, and 21 people have been hospitalized, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said. The recall covers Arizona, California, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, Washington, and Wyoming. A list of brands and plant codes or Julian dates can be found on the FDA and CDC websites. Salmonella is a type of bacteria that can make people sick if they consume contaminated food or water, and the CDC is advising anyone who has the recalled eggs in their home to throw them away or return them to the retailer that sold them. Meanwhile, President Trump wants to counter the threats drones pose to national security under new rules released Friday. 3 executive orders will encourage the Federal Aviation Administration to expedite rules to allow companies to use drones beyond their operators' line of sight, while also imposing restrictions meant to help protect against terrorism, espionage, and public safety threats. Drones are already used in a variety of ways, including bolstering search and rescue operations, applying fertilizer, and delivering packages. But the war in Ukraine has highlighted how drones could be used in a military or terrorist attack, a concern as the World Cup and Olympics approach in the U.S. There also have been espionage cases where drones have been used to surveil sensitive sites. White House officials said drones are being used to smuggle drugs over the border, and there are concerns about the potential for a disastrous collision between a drone and an airliner around an airport. And American second seed Coco Gauff claimed a 6-7, 6-2, 6-4 victory after a tense battle between the WTA Tour's 2 leading players in testing conditions at the French Open. It's the 2nd Grand Slam singles triumph of Gauff's career, adding to the U.S. Open title she won in 2023, also by beating Belarus's Arina Sabalenka. Miss Gauff recovered from a difficult start where she trailed by a double break, eventually finding her rhythm and benefiting from a huge number of mistakes from the 27-year-old Sabalenka. A stiff breeze played havoc with serve in the opening 2 sets at Roland Garros, leading to the pair exchanging 12 breaks in an entertaining if not high-quality affair. Miss Gauff, who lost in the 2022 final, settled quicker in the deciding 3rd set to move a break up and kept her nerve to serve out victory. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.